This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you get your day started right. We take some time each weekday morning at this time to just read a little passage of scripture and ask the question, Lord, what do you have to say to us today? Why don't you say that to the Lord right now, even out loud, in your car, in your room, where you are. Lord, what do you have to say to me today? I know he does have something to say to you. He wants to speak into your life. He wants to walk through this day with you. We're looking this week at Jesus Christ's life on earth, and in particular, his prayer life with God the Father. As Jesus lived on earth as a man, in dependence on the Holy Spirit to impart the life of God the Father to him, he chose not to use his own abilities as God, God the Son, but to depend on God the Father through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so prayer was an important part of Jesus' life. We read in Luke chapter 5, verse 15, jumping right into the middle of an account. It says, "But the news about Jesus was spreading even farther, and great multitudes were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses." Listen to the next verse. "But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." The news about him was spreading even farther. Large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. You know, the busier you get in ministry, the more you need to get alone with God. Here's this account. Jesus' ministry is growing. People with spiritual needs were gathering in large crowds to hear him. So many people were getting right with God in their lives. It was a spiritual revival. And at the same time, many people with physical problems were coming to him for healing. You know, if Jesus had approached his ministry from our kind of natural perspective, he would have thought, wow, my ministry is really growing. I've got to capitalize on this moment. I have to be there for people. It doesn't matter what I have to sacrifice personally, the gospel has to go out. But what did Jesus do? It says he would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Let me say it one more time. The busier we get in ministry, the more we need to get alone with God. You see, ministry is a waste of energy unless it is the overflow of my own walk with the Lord. Even ministry into the lives of people who desperately need it is not more important than maintaining my own prayer life and calling on God for his work in me and his work through me. When I get that priority right, then God accomplishes what needs to be accomplished in other people's lives. Do you feel pressured in your ministry to others? Do you feel like you've got no time for anything? Be like Jesus. Slip away to the wilderness and pray. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.